one of the interesting things about our time is how we've reached the point where one person anywhere in the world can start a business for free and begin generating income, even passive income, while they're sleeping. And if you think about it, very recently, this did not exist. It was not a thing. And now, today, it's not just a thing, it's becoming an increasingly common thing. The ability to earn while you sleep. It's an amazing thing, and it is the secret sauce for building wealth. And as a result, all of a sudden, we have no shortage of regular folks with no business degree who are suddenly running businesses that are surprisingly successful, considering it's one or two people at the helm. Think about it. Even in my little world, there's no shortage of single developers who have million-dollar businesses. There's no way to describe that as anything other than bonkers. That is an amazing thing, that you can stay home, stare at a computer by yourself, and then somehow generate $1 million from your work. It's incredible. But as part of that, we now have developers managing these little businesses that they have no business managing. They don't have a degree. They're just programmers that thought of a really good idea. And it's funny because now, as a result, you have to make these decisions that, again, you're kind of not equipped to make. And if you're in this boat, you have to be thoughtful. You have to measure where you are and where the business is and what you project and how much you expect to grow or not grow, how big you want the business to become, how many people should join you, or how small should you keep it. These are all things you have to think long and hard about. And from my experiences and from what I've seen, you often get excited by some initial popularity or income, and your first thought is grow. Okay, we need to start hiring. We're doing well. We've hit gold. We need to start hiring people, and we need to become an official company and business. There's something exciting about that. It's almost baked into you from childhood. I remember being a kid watching Secret of My Success and thinking that was so cool, how at the end they take over the entire business in that boardroom. So it's almost kind of drilled into you from the very beginning. But you have to be careful about this excitement taking over and causing you to make poor decisions, potentially. Consider the example of starting a business that builds on another business, right? So you have WordPress. Maybe your business is a marketplace that sells WordPress themes. You're sort of stacking on top of an existing business. Or maybe you've built a reporting income dashboard on the back of Braintree or Stripe or again, things like this, where your business is connected and dependent upon another business. Now, let's say this business idea you had ends up doing pretty well, and you start making money. You start making a lot of money, and you start thinking, if this is doing well, imagine what I could do with 5 or 6 different people on my team, so we better start hiring. And before you know it, after you hire 5 people, what are you looking at? Potentially, I don't know, it could be anywhere from 200 to 400 grand that you're spending on labor alone if you want to find high quality talent. So you are now potentially locked into $400,000 a year just to keep the business going. And it's true, you will get a certain extent of value out of it. There's no doubt about that. However, in the process, you've also introduced a great deal of risk. And this is one of the things I've personally learned, is you have to constantly measure the risk versus the reward. It sounds so basic, and it is. But when you encounter it in real life with personal experience, it takes on a slightly different tone and flavor and seriousness. So now, what happens if you're selling a marketplace, WordPress themes? What if WordPress themselves decide, well, we're going to go all in with a theming marketplace of their own, first party? And in fact, I think they've done that. What does that mean for your business when things outside of your control can now have drastic effects on your business, and not just your business, but all of the people you have now brought on that you are now responsible for? Or what if we use the other example of the reporting dashboard, what if Braintree or Stripe or whatever you're built on top of, what if they just decide, well, we're going to do that ourselves and we're going to do it better and we're going to do it for free? Now, the entire model for your business is offered for free out of the box by the thing your business depends on. And yet again, you are now responsible for however many people you hired during that initial excitement phase when all that money was rolling in. I'm telling you, these are things you have to think about constantly. And what you'll find is everyone has their own level of risk that they're willing to take on. And you know, it's funny, I almost think of it in the same way that I think of the actual definitions and differences between a conservative and a liberal. Not the hyper-partisan definitions for these terms, but their actual meaning. There's nothing wrong with having liberal tendencies or conservative tendencies. These aren't bad words. We conserve the environment, right? That's not a bad term. But again, hyper-partisanship makes people hate each other. But if you instead define these by your willingness to, your willingness to be open to new ideas. That's one of the core differences between the two. As a general rule of thumb, if you lean a bit more liberal, you're very likely more open to ideas and ways of doing things. And if you lean a bit more conservative, it doesn't mean you're closed off and closed-minded. It means you're a bit more protective of what you currently have. So for example, a liberal might be more receptive to saying, look how great things could be if we upended the system and we changed it up, right? We could make it so much better. Whereas if you lean a bit more conservative, your instinct and your tendency might be to say, wait a minute, before we upend everything, why don't we take stock of everything we've done here and how lucky we are to be in this situation? And let's not be so quick to blow everything up in pursuit of something better. It's not 100%, but it's not a horrible divider between those two ways of viewing the world. So you're going to apply the same thinking to the way you run your business and how open you are to everything from pivoting to bringing on new people to taking risks or making certain investments. Whereas on the flip side, you might be a bit more cautious. You may not be so willing to take on new staff and new risk and debt and everything that goes along with that. But this is what's interesting. In my mind, as a business owner, you have to wear both of those hats. And this is where you got to get away from that horrible hyper-partisanship where anyone who thinks differently from you is not just wrong, but they are a bad person. Almost no one is a bad person. We all want good things for each other and for our communities. We just have different thoughts on how to get there. But yeah, I really think you need to develop the ability to put on both of those hats when you need to. Because if you don't, you're only doing yourself a disservice. Both serve very important roles. And if you don't, think about it. Using those definitions I just provided, is it any wonder that as a general rule, the more liberal-leaning folks also tend to be the entrepreneurs? They're more willing and susceptible to try new things and new approaches and create new things. However, you may find that those who lean a bit more conservative are better equipped for the general day-to-day management and structure and accounting and things like that. So both of these hats end up being incredibly important for whatever business you create. So I'll give you an example. If we apply everything we've talked about to my own little business, Laracast, there could have been a scenario where I grew the company to 5, 6, 7 people. Maybe we rented office space downtown Orlando. We spent a bunch of time decorating it, hiring an interior designer to make it perfect and appealing. Maybe we went through a round of funding so we could grow the company even faster to have 10 developers working on this platform instead of one, right? There's no shortage of scenarios where businesses did that exact thing. And I do wonder sometimes if I'm a fool for not being more ambitious in that regard, But my instinct has always been, you don't know what's going to happen in 6 months, especially for a business like Laracas that is built on top of something like Laravel. Or in other words, what responsibility do I have to the staff we bring on, to the investors we bring on, if we end up in a situation where PHP or Laravel goes down the tubes, or the programming education market in general becomes horribly diluted, which I think it already has? What responsibility do you have? And the answer is quite a bit, in situations where things go south very quickly. So this all goes back to that idea of measuring risk. And my answer to that question, for better or worse, I'm not saying it's the right answer, very well might be the wrong answer, but my answer to that question has always been to be a bit more cautious. And of course, on that note, another angle to this is visualizing what success is for you. Is it having a traditional workplace downtown with a team of people, with meetings and things like that? Is that success? For some people, absolutely. At this point in my life, success is being able to have lunch with my children almost every day. But the value I assign to that luxury and that freedom to see them every day outweighs any other decision I could make. But yeah, these are interesting things to think about, right? We are now in a situation where one person can start a $1 million business from their room. And once you reach that point, you need to decide where it's going to go. Are you planning for your future? Are you planning for growth? How conservative will you be in your spending and your expectations? These are both hats you need to wear every single day.